Hey, Slashers and Scream Queens, and welcome to the Horror Daddies Podcast.
A podcast where we talk about horror movies.
And the daddies in them. I'm your film daddy, John. And with me, I have a very special guest. You've heard her voice a couple times, but you have heard her work. Our South Bite connoisseur. We got Joy here today.
Hello. Hi.
Nobody for the
sound bites. I
had the dogs in them.
Oh, okay.
But they're not doing a good job today.
No.
Guys, come on. Get better at that. Mm-hmm. Come on. So, of course, Carlos is enjoying life, his vacation with the scared gays.
Yep.
If you know, obviously, we've collabed before, having a good old time. I get emotional. I miss him.
Yeah, he talks about him a lot.
But
it's okay, because I'm not here to replace Carlos. I'm just here for this one episode.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you're a part of the family. You're still in the episodes.
Yeah, but you can't replace Carlos, you know?
That's true. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I mean, before we get into the movie.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself. Give us your name, 3 fun facts about you. Share around the class.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
And blinded, apparently.
Yeah, these lights are too... I'm usually behind the camera, so I don't get hit by these lights.
That's a secret. You just go blind, and then eventually you won't see it.
I don't like it. Anyways, hi.
Hi.
My name is Joy. Hi, Joy. So you want 3 fun facts about me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Let's see.
No more, no less. Just 3.
Just 3?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. The first fun fact is I am Filipino American.
Okay.
Both of my parents are from the Philippines, which makes me full Filipino, but I was born here in America.
That's news to me.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Well, let you know.
Representing out there.
I did want to mention, so I am not a horror fan at all.
Nope.
Thanks to this guy, Jonathan, he's been making me watch horror movies.
Making you.
Yeah, he's forcing me. He's putting a gun to my head, allegedly.
Help.
I'm not a big horror fan, but I do want to like give you guys like my favorite movies of all time. It's on my Letterboxd, if you want to follow me on Letterboxd. So my top 4 movies are Grease, loved as a kid.
That's a scary movie.
It has some issues. Grease, love that movie. I love musicals. Tangled, which is my favorite Disney movie.
Great movie.
Star Wars Episode 3.
Oof, that's
Revenge
a scary
of the Sith.
One.
Have you Star seen the Wars
acting?
Fan?
Have you seen the acting in that?
That's it's
a, okay.
Great.
Out of all the,
it's great.
That's a good one. That's a
yeah.
Good
it's
one.
My favorite. And 500 Days of Summer.
Another classic banger after
he
banger.
He actually showed me that one too.
I mean,
it's my favorite.
I only got good takes in movies. You know what I'm saying.
Whatever. Now I know how Carlos feels on the podcast. But yeah, that's my top 4. I don't really have a favorite scary movie. You have a favorite scary movie?
You do.
I guess, but like it's like Scream.
That's a good choice.
But I feel like that's basic.
It is. But I mean,
okay.
It's a good choice.
That's why I didn't want to mention it.
But you know, it's like liking vanilla ice cream. It's good. But it's vanilla, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's still good.
Well, Scream was my first franchise that I ever, like, finished. And I think it was the first horror movie I watched.
You saw
in
Malignant.
Theaters.
Oh, and that's true. You did watch Scream 6,
listen,
right?
Listen, I've never watched horror movies before this. I met this guy.
That's true.
And the first horror movie he showed me was Malignant. And I could not sleep that night.
Yeah, but like, the thing is, I didn't remember it being kind of spooky at the beginning. I just remember the ending because it's so crazy.
Yeah.
But like the beginning, it was kind of a little spooky for someone that's new. So I was like, oof, this is the wrong movie
I was seeing, what's his name? I was seeing Gabriel like while I was sleeping. I was like, I can't sleep. I made a mistake. And the thing is, he fell asleep while we were watching it. Yes. You made me watch it by myself.
I do that. I do that pretty.
He does that a lot.
I don't sleep well. But that's, that's 2 facts.
Oh, and 3. My hall passes.
Oh, my God.
My 3 hall
passes.
See,
of course, we have hall passes in the podcast. Obviously, you know Carlos's, which is Henry Cavill.
Well, mine is also Henry Cavill. That's
y'all have
you,
to
Carlos.
Figure that out.
No, it's okay. Carlos will get the first day. He'll get the first, like, Monday, and then I'll get Tuesday.
Oh, so you get the sloppy seconds.
Bitch. I sound like Carlos. Henry Cavill, obviously Pedro Pascal.
Okay.
Love him. I feel like he would make, never mind.
He's just about to start a fanfic right now.
Pedro Pascal and Childish Gambino.
Okay.
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover. I was like, that's not his name.
Donald Glover.
Respect the man.
I love him. He's...
If y'all interested in mine, Dua Lipa,
Dua Lipa,
Megan Thee Stallion,
Megan Thee Stallion,
and Ana de Armas.
That's good. I'd also do those three.
Yeah. She's single recently. I DM'd her. We had a great conversation.
He's lying. Allegedly. False accusations.
Yeah, sound bites. Let's speak in sound bites. All right. Well, there you go. All right. Everybody clap.
That's me if you want to know more about me.
So there we go. You might hear her voice more. It was usually when we do game episodes, you know, she'll introduce everything.
I usually have a mic, but I forget to turn it on when we record the podcast.
Yep.
But I usually don't have anything to say.
Yeah, if you listen carefully, you'll hear her in the background. And you'll mostly hear us responding. But if you kind of hear really, if with headphones really loud, you hear her voice a little bit.
Well, sometimes I like laugh really loud too.
Yeah.
So I apologize for anyone's ears right now.
No,
I'm
good.
Very loud.
Yeah, it's okay. The Filipina coming out of you. Yeah, it's like the Puerto Rican coming out of us. All right. So today we decided instead of going into a crazy horror movie and instead of going to our roulette of horror. Oh yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah,
we're doing that next week.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to go back to our childhood roots watch a 2006 classic, Monster House. Which it is a fantastic movie.
It's a really good movie for kids.
I haven't seen this movie in so fucking long.
Me too.
I'll get to the budget. It's a $75 million budget.
Mm-hmm.
It grossed $141.9 million.
Wow.
So, more than Coraline. Coraline had like really? 131, if I'm not mistaken.
Interesting.
I have it here.
I feel like people remember Coraline more than Monster House.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Coraline has like almost 90 ratings and stuff. Like, the rating for Coraline is incredible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Corpse Ride was 118. Like, it did like really well.
Yeah, I watched this movie as a kid, and I remember being absolutely terrified.
Did you watch this in theaters, or did you?
No.
No? Yeah, this
movie... I don't think I wanted to.
This movie's pretty scary. For a kid's movie, it's kind of fucked up.
It's pretty creepy. Like, watching as an adult now...
You're like, ooh, yeah, that still is like, shit.
Even Coraline freaked me out.
Well, like, Coraline has that claymation style.
Yeah.
Where it's like so still eerie. Mm-hmm. Like just inherently it's kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. This one has the stylistic choice of a claymation, but it's mocap.
Yeah. I thought it was claymation at first.
It looks like it. Like they look like clay figures.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's completely animated. It is all mocap.
Motion capture.
Yeah. So it is really cool. Apparently, this was the very first original based story in 2006 using motion capture, which is pretty cool.
Is cool.
You know, I tried looking, it seems like it is true, but it's really interesting. This one is an original story, but based on like it has inspiration from Stephen King books,
right?
Like it's like here and there, there's like some references.
A lot of Easter eggs from Stephen King in this movie.
Which is cool. I really like that aesthetic.
Yeah, which is really good for like the adults watching this with their kids.
Oh, and
horror fans.
Yeah,
yeah.
And there's also like a lot of dirty jokes where I was now as an adult, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like especially like the uvula joke that was in trailers. I was like,
That's the most iconic scene, I feel. Everyone remembers
that
scene.
Yeah, that's like the trailer. Mm-hmm. I remember the trailer specifically like having that scene as like the funny part.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this movie got pretty decent reviews, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
IMDb gave it a 6.6 out of 10. Metacritic gave it a 68. And Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 75. And audiences gave it a 64. Which
okay, that's not bad.
It's not bad, but...
It's a
definitely
kid's movie.
Better. It should have been better.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I think this movie is not watching it now is a really well done movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect for kids. I think this is like if you want to introduce a kid for horror.
I was gonna say this movie is a great childish gateway to horror movies.
Yeah,
if you're a parent who's a horror fan and you want to show your kid like a horror movie that's not. Too scary,
yeah,
but it's still like targeted for children. This is a good one.
Yeah, like this is like Goosebumps, but like at a higher scale.
Yeah, Goosebumps for sure.
It's like, it feels, it just has those, you know, it's perfect because it's spooky. There's a couple scenes here that I was like, really creepy. This is really fucked up.
Yeah, fucked up.
But then at the end, it kind of gives you that like hope where it's like you're fighting the monster at the end, you know? Mm-hmm. And as a kid, I fucking ate that shit up. Like The Incredibles, like that last fight scene, incredible.
Yeah, it's a...
Wow, I would no say... pun intended, sorry. I just said that fight scene, incredible.
No, it's a very like a coming of age story too.
Yeah, it's cool. Like,
the kids in the movie are very relatable.
Yeah.
Like, you could obviously tell that they're children and they act like children.
Yep.
They have a lot of, like, you know, childish...
Like, the mannerism, like, Chowder. Yeah, Chowder's, like, such a, like, doofus. Like, yeah. I was like, I know a kid that's just like Chowder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But before we get into the movie, I'm going to go into the cast.
Okay.
So, I just had it open. Okay, there we go. So, we have a pretty big cast.
Mm-hmm.
We got Mitch Musso as Douglas DJ Hartner. DJ Montana. For short, from Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana,
which the kid reminds me of someone, but like I really can't tell. Oh, you know what? I think he kind of looked like the DJ looks like the kid from Polar Express.
Like the character.
The character.
I don't see
like
it.
In a if you change the style, like,
it's because they're both mocap movies.
Maybe that's true.
I love Polar Express.
As Chowder, we have Sam Lehner.
Mm-hmm.
As Jenny, we have Spencer Locke. She's in Resident, like every Resident Evil movie.
Mm-hmm.
As Never Cracker is Steve Buscemi,
the icon. Mm-hmm.
As Z, say it already, the daddy of the movie, Z.
Whoa.
You're like, chill.
Wait.
Z, she's Maggie Gyllenhaal, which if Donnie Darko fans, she's in a million things. Dark Knight, obviously.
Sister to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, of course. Kevin James plays Officer Landers. Nick Cannon plays Officer Lister.
Nick Cannon, this was his first mocap.
That's kind of crazy.
This is his first like animated film.
Is he is in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I just know him as like a, he sings, right?
No.
What?
He's like for like, what's that game show? America's Got Talent?
Yeah, America's Got
Talent.
He's
like a host. He's the host.
I guess I know him from Drumline too. That's like the one that.
I only know him because he has a lot of kids.
And he keeps going. Is he still married to?
Yes, and they're still having kids.
So that's how we should know. No, I think he has kids with multiple people.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure. Allegedly,
he needs to get a vasectomy or something.
I think he's trying to populate the world himself.
Ugh.
He's like, everyone shall be mine.
Oh God, he's spreading his seed.
We should refer Nick Cannon as what's her name? Oh my God, why can't I think of her name?
Everyone is gonna be related to Nick Cannon.
It's like you know how like I think at some point I think 2% of the population was related to Genghis Kong or whatever.
Oh, Genghis Kong.
Genghis Kong, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, but now it's Nick Cannon.
Oh no.
Consensually though.
Consensually.
Genghis Kong was kind of crazy.
Not a good man.
Oh my God, why can't I think of her name?
Who?
His wife.
I don't know his wife's name.
Wait, isn't it?
I don't care.
The Christmas girl.
Christmas girl?
Oh my God. Yo, I sound so dumb right now. All I want for Christmas.
Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey. Aren't they together?
I don't fucking know.
Oh. If they are, we should refer him as Mariah Carey's husband. That'd be kind of funny.
Because
you know, usually the girl gets that where it's like, yeah.
I get it.
Flip it in reverse. Feminism. Stupid.
Okay. Anyway.
So as Skull, he quick little cameo. I thought he was in the movie more. Mm-hmm. John Heater. Mm-hmm. Which you know him as Napoleon Dynamite. Mm-hmm. He was also in Surf's Up and The Benchwarmers, which love that movie.
Surf's Up? Is that a penguin? The penguin movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bones is Jason Lee. You know him as Syndrome from The Incredibles.
Oh my God.
Fucking Syndrome.
Wait, Bones?
Yeah.
No wonder his voice sounded familiar.
It sounded very familiar because I thought it was Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
They both sound very, very similar.
They do.
I think they put on a voice, obviously.
Bones!
Catherine O'Hara plays Mom and Fred Willard plays Dad. So that's basically all of our main characters.
Yeah, that we see.
Yeah, that we actually see.
Yeah. interact with.
But yeah, that's pretty much everyone.
Director?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
Guys.
I thought I said that. You know, Carlos usually says that, you know,
I'll say it. I have it written down.
All right, there
you go. The director is Gil Kenan.
Okay. Kenan. Who directed the most recent Ghostbusters film.
Oh,
The Frozen Empire.
Okay. And the writers are Dan Harmon, Rob Schrab, and Pamela Petler. And producer Steven Spielberg.
Steven motherfucking Spielberg, bro.
So the writer, I guess a little fun fact about me, Dan Harmon, he's actually a writer for Community, the TV show, the sitcom, which is my favorite TV show, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm. I knew that fact, but I forgot it. And I said, I know there's something about the writer that you're really going to like, and I don't know what it was. Yeah. And my ass just went on Letterboxd, and Letterboxd doesn't show any shows. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I guess I fucking just misremembered.
I think he's a creator of Community.
Yeah, I think Dan Harmon is like a big writer for like sitcoms.
Mm-hmm. I love that show.
That is a fantastic show. If you guys have never seen it, there might be a movie coming soon.
There is a movie.
Yeah.
The script is done, apparently.
Yeah, so it's a really funny show. It's kind of a modern sitcom. It's really, really well done.
Yeah, from 2011.
But Steven Spielberg produced this movie. I know he produces a lot of movies. Like, that's kind of like how he's like executive producer to almost... to 90 films.
Jesus.
That's fucking crazy.
I mean, he's got the money.
Yeah. Duh. Like, he's printing money with all these movies, too. Mm-hmm. His name alone just brings people.
Yep.
But yeah, so we can start with the movie.
Okay.
Obviously, the movie, if you have never seen this before, it's not streaming anywhere, so good luck trying to find it.
Yeah.
Actually, before we get into a movie, do you have any memories, like, that you can remember?
From watching the movie?
Yeah.
Not really. I just remembered it being really scary, and it was the scary movie to watch when I'm like at a sleepover or something. But that's the thing. It was like, it was either Coraline or Monster House, and we usually pick Coraline.
Yeah.
So Coraline was, I don't really have much experience with it, but I just remember it being really scary.
Because I remember this movie was like 3D. That was like the thing in theaters. Yeah. And it was really cool because I thought I had it with me, but I think it's at my dad's house. I have the DVD that come with the glasses and everything, and it has a normal version and then the one that's 3D.
Cool. Yeah.
It was so fucking sick. And I know 3D is kind of a stupid gimmick, but it is kind of fun though.
It is fun.
Like
as
a kid, it was like putting like those glasses, like the blue, and it wasn't like the filter that we have now. Yeah. It was like red and blue.
It was the red and blue. And like, I remember like going to the theater when there were 3D showings and they would give you the glasses and you can keep the glasses.
Yeah, that was like the coolest part.
Man, I wish I kept those glasses.
Oh, hell. Now people, remember, oh my God, remember the real 3D ones that they would pop out the lenses and then you just wear the glasses? That's so different.
And it looks like the nerd glasses. Yep. Yes, I remember that.
But it was so fun. I think that is such a... I know the Dead Meat podcast has like a really cool episode where they talk about like all the gimmicks in horror movies throughout the years. And it's such a cool, interesting thing because 3D was such a fucking big deal.
That's
like
true.
Spy Kids 3, like that was such a big deal. Mm-hmm. This one... I like that it's not like obviously made for 3D. Like it's not like you have like chowder reaching out to the screen.
Yeah.
Like this one is just a movie. I forgot that this was a 3D movie for a second.
Yeah.
So it just, I think there was like a moment where I was like, wow, this probably would have looked cool as 3D.
Yeah,
so
agree.
It was really sick. I just remember this movie just being, I was scared of this movie.
Uh-huh.
But it was such a fun movie that like I always wanted to go back to it.
Yeah.
I had the DVD, watched it in theater. So I think Carlos, I don't think Carlos never told us anything about this, right? We texted him.
He said that he loved the movie and he watched it as a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he said anything about it.
Yeah, because like we were like, hey, we'll make sure you're good with us making this episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he says he watched it in theaters in 3D. That's pretty much all he said.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's basically our moments with this movie. So should we get to the movie?
Yep.
All right. Sick.
Let's go.
So pretty much we start and we have an obvious reference to The Shining. We have a little girl riding a little tricycle.
The tricycle.
And we follow this little this fall leaf floating around, and this girl gets stuck in a patch of, like in a lawn.
In a lawn.
Right. This creepy looking house. Mm-hmm. Almost remind me of the Evil Dead cabin a little bit.
I could see that.
But it's just like an old timey house. That's basically like it's homemade, like, old timey.
It's when you first see the house, it's like,
it's, I feel, gray.
Like, I know, but it's like, wouldn't HOA be like, hey, you need to clean this house? But this house looks so different from the other houses in the neighborhood.
It's because he built it himself.
Yeah, maybe. But wouldn't HOA be like, hey,
yo, motherfucker, what?
We're going to find you.
That's true.
If you don't fix up this house.
Well, this is 1983. Oh, so, I guess, so maybe there's no HOA at the time.
Yeah, maybe. You're right. But I mean, he kept the lawn clean, so.
Yeah, hey, the lawn looked nice as hell. Yeah, I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. But obviously, we have this door opening, mm-hmm. and we see, and you know, the cover of the movie is the house being alive, but we're like, oh, what's gonna happen? This creepy old man starts running.
Yep.
Nevercracker just Buscemi. Screaming, bro. Mm-hmm. He's scary.
He's really scary. I remember being terrified of this old man.
He was like, it's like fucked up because the camera like also moves really weird, yeah. and like it makes him feel like he's the monster of the mm-hmm. movie.
Yeah.
And this poor little girl is just freaking the fuck out, trying to get out of there. It's like, girl, it's just a patch of grass. Like, just leave. And has like crazy strength. He grabs the tricycle and just rips it, like rips the tire.
Wouldn't it be that hard though?
Okay, try to take the tire off a fucking bike.
It's a tricycle. It's probably like made of plastic.
I guess that's a good point. Okay, fine. I was kind of like impressed a little bit. I was like, okay, Nevercracker.
It's also like a tiny tricycle. It's like a little girl. Like she's 4 years old.
I guess, but she was...
Also, where are her parents?
That's true.
She's riding around the neighborhood that's true. By herself.
Where is her parents? That is a good question, because that girl went missing. So she could have gone missing.
Yeah, she could have... this would have been real dark.
but she pretty much...
But no, I get it. Like being older now, it's like, damn, I don't want these kids near me. Like, get away.
Nevercracker was definitely a mood.
Yeah, he was a mood.
I have a funny story with this because my friend, I don't know if she wants her name to be out there, but I have a friend and we hang out, and her neighbors had like always kids over.
Yeah.
And it was because their kid always had her friends over, mm-hmm. and they would always hang out right at their lawn, like right behind their house. And it was like, they're just screaming and playing. Because it's like, you know, they all share a yard. So it's like kind of hard. Mm-hmm. But like, they would just be right at her door screaming their brains out. And I just remember one time they're just playing. And she just opens the curtains, goes to like the back porch and goes, shoo. Like this, just shoo. And they just run away. Yep. And I'm like, that is the fucking funniest thing. Yep.
I get it.
Yeah. But then we meet that mom and dad with DJ. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty much, we don't know where they're going.
Well, DJ, you get a facial close up of Nevercracker, mm-hmm. and it pans out to the telescope that DJ's actually looking through. He actually took a picture of him mm-hmm. through the telescope, which is kind of impressive.
It's kind of like, damn.
It's like a Polaroid camera, and he's like shooting the Polaroid through the telescope, and he takes this close-up picture of the old man across the street.
High definition.
Yeah, high definition and everything. So you could tell that he's like, he throws a picture down, and you see like there's a bunch of pictures of this old man. So he's been spying on this old man.
Which is kind of weird. Like, I get that he's probably suspicious of him.
Yeah.
Because like, in Puerto Rico, I had a neighbor that was like kind of, not literal neighbors, but like in the same street where he was kind of like weird. And it's like, who's going on with this person? Yeah. And like, it ended up being like a big deal.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not what you want to hear.
I could mention it later, but like, it was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So I can understand that mind of a kid where it's like very suspicious mm-hmm. of this person. Mm-hmm. But the parents are apparently going somewhere for like the weekend.
They're going to like a convention.
They're going to MegaCon. They go to Spookala.
They're going to like a dentist convention or something. Oh, yeah. Because they had like a big toothbrush and a big tooth.
That makes sense. I think the dad probably is a dentist something.
Yeah.
So they're going to be taken care of by a babysitter. And while they're leaving, they fucking run over Chowder.
This poor kid, bro. This poor kid. These parents are so...
like...
inconsiderate.
Yeah, and they're just like, God shit. Damn it. They're like... fucking Chowder.
And the one line the dad's like, what did he say? He's like, you would be so happy if he was under the car.
Yeah.
To the mom. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Chowder's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Chowder's that really annoying kid.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny?
What?
The same friend that did the shoe? one time her husband
was backing up
and they hit a little kid.
That's literally what happened in the movie. Literally backing up and hits a kid. Jesus.
But the funniest thing, he gets off the car and goes, "You good?" And he's like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Don't do that next time."
I can't. That's crazy.
Oh my God. That's the funniest thing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even hard. It was just literally like a tap. But
yeah,
it,
Chowder
it just, it
fucking
just,
flew back, bro. Like, they Chowder really hit this kid.
But Chowder is obviously, he wears a little cape. Mm-hmm. He has too much energy for his body. And he just, like, randomly, he just starts fucking convulsing. So funny.
Get that kid energy. He's like, in costume already, pretty much.
Yeah, he's getting ready for Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween.
Because DJ, I'm a man. He's too much of an adult right now to mm-hmm. celebrate Halloween.
Yeah.
And then he spent $30 on this Wilson basketball.
$30?
Back in the fucking 80s?
This movie takes place Halloween 1983.
Yeah.
So $30 in the 80s is stupid expensive for a basketball.
I want to know the conversion, like inflation.
Because I feel like now basketballs cost like $30 or maybe even $50. You think?
I don't know how much basketballs are. I don't play sports. You can tell.
I used to, but I don't buy sports balls.
So he said it was $28, right?
$28.
$28.
He spent $28. He was doing chores. He's trying to get money.
He said, I had to ask my mom for $1.27
times. 27
times. That's pretty hilarious.
So he didn't do that much chores around the house.
If I calculate that, that's $87 right now.
There's no way.
That's fucking expensive.
That's expensive.
If I go to...
It was a name brand basketball.
It was the Wilson, right?
I think that's popular.
Basketball.
Just go shopping, Kat.
Shopping, yeah. Because I don't know. I just had a ball. I don't fucking know how that... $15 on DoorDash.
Yo, he got scammed.
Oh, this one's a Evolution. This one's $80. No, Wilson. Do you see the one that he had? That looks identical.
How much?
$13.
He got scammed.
He got scammed, bro. Is the economy was that bad back in the
80s? Maybe someone like was selling him a basketball and it was like $30.
he's like, fine. It was fucking bones, probably.
Yeah, probably.
But they're playing basketball and Chowder fucking hits his face. It reminded me of that TikTok. Like, this kid is this kid's gonna be a professional athlete.
I remember that one. I can't.
But pretty much the ball bounces and they immediately know where it landed. Mm-hmm. Across the street at Nevercracker's house.
Dun dun dun.
So obviously Nevercracker has a really tiny fucking sidewalk.
Yep.
And it's just all grass. Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers just step on the grass.
Yeah, there's like an easier way to try to get this basketball.
You probably could have like not touched the grass because if you did like one of these, like kind of reach for the ball. Like if you got close enough through the like sidewalk. Mm-hmm. But no, they just went directly through the grass. Nevercracker realized because he got like that spidey sense.
Yeah.
And starts fucking, he grabs the fucking DJ and everything.
But don't you think it wouldn't have mattered? Because I still think it's like, regardless of where you are, you're still on his property, even if you are on the sidewalk.
So that's the thing. We don't know if, because the girl landed on his lawn.
On the grass, right?
Yeah. So it's like, is he just protective over his lawn or is it like.
Which makes sense as an old man.
Yeah. Obviously, there's a twist to his freak out.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie.
Yeah.
But basically, it seems like I thought it was just the grass. I was like, oh, I'm safe in the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Just do that. Mm-hmm. But Nevercracker comes out freaking out like, mm-hmm. oh, look at what you're doing to my grass. DJ freaks out and kind of like messes up the grass. Like a chunk comes out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when he's like fucking loses it. And strokes out, literally.
Yeah, he was like choking this kid out. He lifts him in the air and he's like...
but then all of a sudden...
He's like, this is not a playground. And then he has like this one line, which is really crazy. He says, why can't you stay away from... And then he fucking has a stroke.
Literally has a stroke or a heart attack.
Not funny at all.
I don't know, bro. Like, he fell and Char's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, they're like, oh, shit, I killed this old man. He like fall like so like DJ falls and then like his face just like lands on his face, which is
that's so traumatizing.
Oh, I couldn't.
Yeah, that's pretty freaky. As a kid,
old
I would have been
are
like,
kind of scary.
Yeah, they really are. That's why they make the greatest like villain.
I know.
Pearl and X.
The naked. Visit.
The Visit.
Oh my god, I couldn't watch that movie, guys.
That Visit fucked you
I
up.
I couldn't see that. I couldn't watch that movie. No, but before that, there was like a really cool shot when the basketball landed on the lawn. And it was like a panoramic view of like the kids and then the lawn, the basketball, and the house. And like you can see like underneath the lawn with the pipes. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
I enjoyed that shot.
And this movie does that really well, especially like coming forward, because obviously Nevercracker did. And then they pick him up, and there's like a really, really eerie like sentence that Chowder says, where they pick him up, the ambulance picks him up and leaves, and they go, "No siren, that's never a good thing." And I was like, "Oh my
dude, that's
God.
Crazy!" Because like
it's not an emergency.
It's not an emergency. Why would they have a siren?
I don't know why that hit. Like I was like, "Ooh, that's actually like really scary."
Dude, next time like you're on. Like when you're driving and you pass by an ambulance and there's no siren, there could be a dead body in that ambulance.
That's true.
Oh my God.
I wonder if that's like real or if like maybe back then it was like that, where it was like, I don't know. I guess I've never been in that position.
Me neither. But like, I mean, I work at a hospital.
You should ask.
I should ask. That's a good question.
That's a really good question to ask somebody, because that's like a really, like, that would be so eerie, because it makes kind of sense. It's like,
what's the point?
Yeah, like
if they're already dead.
But it's like at the same time, it's like if there's an inkling of like survival rate, I think they can't just give up. They're like, she's gonna die.
But do they like? They don't do like the whole like clear, like the clear.
They have it
in the ambulance.
I'm pretty sure they have the defibrillators in the ambulance, because if an emergency, like if it's like life or death,
that's true.
At that moment. Mm-hmm. So that would make sense. It was just creepy. If that's real, that is super creepy. Chowder, you need some help.
Yeah. So like when you see like he's Nevercracker's being taken away in the ambulance, the chimney starts smoking.
Yeah.
So we're assuming the fireplace like activated or something.
Yeah. So like this is the part where it's like, was the house always alive, or did it just started to become alive? Because it's the theory right now is, did Nevercracker dying cause like his ghost went into the house and possessed it, and now the house is what's alive.
Now the house is alive. We don't know yet.
But we don't know. So we go back to the house. We go back to DJ's house, and we meet the babysitter Z.
Elizabeth.
So Elizabeth, I love her. Z is an icon.
She's an icon.
Way ahead of her time. Everybody right now on TikTok would have been thirsting over her.
She looked
weird a little bit.
The one thing I loved about Elizabeth is that you see her drive up, and she has like her hair in like a headband, and she's wearing like a pink cardigan with an E on it. And then when she gets inside the house, she takes that cardigan off, she messes up her hair, and she's a full on punk emo goth girl.
Oof. And
she's like two different personalities.
She really is.
She's hiding her true self.
Because society, baby. That's the shit.
That's true.
Everyone's always judging
you. In
the
80s? Yeah.
She was literally an outcast. Like, literally an outsider.
Yeah.
Like, she, it's just like, I remember when this movie came out and people were making fun of, because it is a weird stylized movie. They all look kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So it's like, I understand being like, oh, she's kind of ugly because of like the style of the movie.
Yeah.
But hear me out. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, luckily she's over 18.
I thought, because as a kid, I thought the babysitter was always like,
in
high school trying to make it into the movie. But apparently she's 25 in this movie.
Yeah.
Girl, get a job. I don't know what to tell you.
She does a babysitting gig.
I guess that's a gig. That's true.
The thing is, she was only getting paid like $30.
And yeah, exactly.
And she had to stay overnight.
Exactly.
But $30 and
$30 for that day?
I mean, it was $80 now.
I guess that's true. That's true.
But
yeah, she's like, she's a babe, obviously. I think she's fantastic. Her. She's just very confident. She puts on her music. She's dancing.
Yep.
She don't give a fuck about this kid.
No.
She's probably like, this kid's grown. He can take care of himself. Fuck it. I don't care.
But they're like preteens. Like middle school, right?
They seem like to be in middle school.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's one of those where it's like, bitch, I was by myself before middle school.
Yeah, me too.
So
I was
like,
taking care of my own brother too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she's probably like, this is easy money because they can just do whatever.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
care. They're not going to hurt themselves.
Yeah.
Little does she know.
Oh, yeah.
But this is there's a really cool shot in this where DJ's sleeping.
Yeah.
In the house, you see it kind of turn like all red. Like everything turns red. And you see the house shadow kind of go through the window and appear in DJ's room. And a hand comes out and grabs DJ. Mm-mm. But he wakes up and it's all a dream. And it just reminded me of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
And it's so cool. That shot alone was like, ooh, that would have freaked me out as a kid. Oh, that's fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm. With the music and everything. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think it's so pretty that it was also the window was yellow with all the red. So yeah. It was like the eyeball was in his room. Uh-huh. And it's so cool. Mm-hmm. But he wakes up and of course,
he gets a phone call.
Oh, yeah. He gets a phone call. This mysterious phone call.
Yeah. What's your favorite scary movie?
Yo, imagine. Nevercracker's like, what's your favorite scary movie?
Yo, that'd be crazy. I thought she was dead.
Yo, but then he gets a phone call and you don't hear nothing.
It's like groaning.
Yeah.
And like I was like, eerily groaning.
What y'all doing over
someone's
there?
Breathing in the mic.
Yeah. And then
in the phone.
They hang up. He hangs up. Mm-hmm. They call again. Yeah. Same thing. But then he does like a star 69, 67.
Yeah. Calls it's like back, anonymous phone call.
But then he calls back.
Yeah.
And you don't hear nothing. And then he opens the window and you hear the phone at Nevercracker's mm-hmm. house. And he's like, what the fuck?
That's fucking insane.
That is so creepy.
Because he knows that only Nevercracker lived in that house. Mm-hmm. And now that he's gone, who the fuck is calling me?
Bitch, it's that motherfucker from Black Christmas living in this attic, brother.
I can't with that movie. That movie freaked me out too.
And he tries to show Z, but all Z's seeing
is... Oh, wait. Before that, this is actually a really cool... He opens the window and he's leaning out the window, like mm-hmm. looking closer into the house. And this is a really good, I would say, I knew there was a jump scare, but you see the hands come out and grab him,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a really cool, kid jump scare.
Yeah, because it's also not like a crazy sound effect.
It's no sound effect. It's not really that scary, but it's definitely
this is what you call a fake jump scare, where they don't fake you with a crazy sound.
Yeah.
But it's he's not the monster. So that's why it's not like a loud jump scare mm-hmm. to make you scream. So it's it's really good because there's already suspense happening. Mm-hmm. And then you see the hands and you're like, what the who is this?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is Z's boyfriend.
Bones.
It's Bones.
Bones?
It's just Bones.
It's just Bones.
And it's like the goofiest. This motherfucker's creepier than Nevercracker. I'll be honest. He looks weird.
Yeah, he looks ugly as fuck.
So as a kid, I always thought that Z was like a high schooler dating like a 25-year-old.
Which
that,
makes sense.
Because it's like that's like a trope.
Yeah.
It's like she can't have him over the house, so mm-hmm. like she's at someone else's house. Mm-hmm. Come over, boyfriend.
Like Halloween.
Yeah. It's like, girl, you a victim.
But she's not.
She's not.
She's 25, according
to the wiki.
Allegedly.
Apparently to the wiki.
Yeah. So it's fine. She's of age. She can consent.
She does her own decisions.
Except he looks like a 40-year-old man.
He does. He looks crazy.
But it's Bones. He's in a band. He's so cool and edgy.
He's so dreamy.
And he's messing with DJ. He's grabbing his toy and ripping out the stuffing, messing with him.
No respect. He doesn't really care about DJ. Yeah, he's just a kid that she babysits.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to show him hey, there's someone in the house. Look, listen. Yeah. And then... In their perspective, they're like, you just called the neighbor.
He calls the number again. Yeah, and the phone is ringing and they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's no not big a big deal.
Yeah.
Which is cool because I do like that it's kind of believable. Because it's like, as an adult seeing that, you're just like, yeah, dude, there's nothing scary about that. It's just a phone, mm-hmm. whatever. So then we see that Z and Bones are talking about the house.
Oh, right.
And mm-hmm. Bones is talking about how it is a creepy house.
It's an evil house.
It's super evil. And that he one time had an awesome kite mm-hmm. and he was flying it and it fell and the string went all the way to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was following the string. And then it fucking ate. It was trying to eat him. Yeah. And it was just like a whole bullshit scare.
Was it though?
We don't know.
Yeah, he was telling the scary story and then he attacks Z and Z's
get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck off of me. You have no respect for women. And then she kicks him out.
Queen.
But DJ
Queen.
Was listening to the conversation.
And
you know?
He's like, oh shit. He's saying the truth and she don't believe him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then he's drunk. He's drinking.
Yep.
And then he goes and sees the house and the house opens the door and there's a glowing
red kite.
Reminds me very much of Pennywise.
I was gonna say that too.
Just like
with
it.
The red balloon.
Yep. And it's like that's the whole thing with it. And he lures you with like, oh, look at this. And it's that's what really gave me the inspiration of Stephen King was that, oh, this feels like Pennywise, but like
that
in a different form.
So much sense.
Yeah, and it's like the red kite and everything. It's really, really just like it. Also, Bones is drunk. So he's not drinking. He's not thinking straight.
Yeah, he could be just drunk and he's just imagining things.
Exactly. But he's like, oh, kite, like that's awesome. And he goes and tries to go and grab it. Motherfucker gets fucking yeet.
He gets snatched.
This bitch empty and inside the house.
This motherfucker took him.
But there's evidence. Mm-hmm. It's a little glass bottle.
Yeah, he threw a beer bottle onto the lawn.
Yep.
It's just chilling there.
And it's just chilling there. Mm-hmm. So then pretty much Chowder comes to the house. He's just being annoying, being his himself, too much energy. And then, what was it? Oh, DJ explains about the house. Mm-hmm. So they go and like, no, it's just full of shit. It's a fucking house. It's just old and creepy. That's all you're thinking. He goes and tries to ding dong ditch because he's so cool.
The thing about with Chowder, it confused me because it was like he was afraid to go to the house when his basketball was over there. Why is he now like building up this courage to go and ding dong ditch this
house? Because of Nevercracker. I think he was afraid of Nevercracker.
Yeah.
And he was a creepy guy. But now that he's dead, you know, and now he's like, fuck it. There's nobody there, dude. You're just imagining things.
I guess. But I don't know. It was just weird. It was like a switch.
I think the house is creepy. Like, it looks creepy. But he's like, well, we saw Nevercracker leave the house. So, like, there's nobody there.
I guess.
Like, you're just imagining things, dude. Because he suffered the most, like, trauma, I guess. Because he, like, died in front of him.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, bro, just grow some balls. I thought you were a man, not celebrating trick or treat.
Yeah.
He goes to ding dong ditch it, and the door opens, starts growing teeth from the fucking door. The eyes squint, and he almost gets fucking snatched, bro.
This is the first time we see the house like
transform
into like this person. Face.
It's like a creature. It's like a weird monster. Like
So you like the windows are the eyes, and then you have like
the carpet tongue,
the tongue, and then like the floorboards come up, and they come up like they look like teeth. It's really creepy.
It's
cool. It looks like it like bends in sort of a way where it looks like it's angry.
Yeah.
Like it has eyebrows.
It has emotes. It's like when you, I don't know if maybe it's me and my weird things, but when you look at a car and you see the eyes.
Yeah, like cars.
Yeah, like when you see the lights and you're like, that one's angry. Like it has weird like eye shapes, you know?
Yeah, I can't look at cars the same after watching the movie.
You're like, ka-chow? But it's pretty much he's about to get snatched. Managed to save him. Chowder grabs the bottle too and goes, ooh, bottle. Like he notices the bottle and the grass just absorbs it. Like the grass is alive. And he manages to escape, but now they're fucking paranoid. They go back into the house.
Yep.
And they spend all night staring at the house every hour, writing down if it's moving.
No movement detected.
They're like half asleep.
Yeah.
And then Z gets into the room. He's like, what are you losers doing? She makes a joke here. I didn't quite get.
Yeah.
She sees the bottle full of urine.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're seeing if this house moves because it's doing crazy things. And he says, I'm pretty sure whatever you guys have has letters in it and there's medicine for it. And I was like, huh?
Oh, I didn't get that one either.
I was kind of confused. I was like, does that
have a disease?
I was like, yeah, like whatever disease you guys have letters in it. And I was like, HIV, STD. Huh?
I was thinking like more of like a mental disorder.
That's what I thought too, but like I don't understand.
I didn't get it.
I don't know. I thought it was like a funny adult joke, but I
went over my head. I'm still a kid.
Nothing goes over my head. I'm too fast. I will catch it.
Okay. Did we skip the part with Jenny?
Jenny is introduced now.
Oh, okay.
So, but pretty much they're taking care of the house. They're trying to see like what's happening with this house because they're paranoid.
Yeah.
That's basically what's happening.
Right.
And Z's worried about Bones because Bones left. And this is when Jenny gets introduced. Jenny is a girl that's selling candy the night before Halloween, which is smart.
That's was it really, the night before or the day of?
It's the day. Oh, actually, it's the day of.
Yeah, it's the day of Halloween.
And during the day, she keeps she rings the doorbell over and over and over mm-hmm. and over and over again. And she's like, hey, statistically, if you don't have candies, your house will get TP'd.
TP'd and egged and stuff like that. Yeah. So she's pretty smart.
She a businesswoman.
She a businesswoman.
She out there trying to make it in the man's world. Yep. You know, doing her thing.
Independent woman. who knows?
But then Chowder sees her. And this is so funny. I fucking love Chowder. He's so annoying. But he has like charm that like, yeah. I'm like, I like him. He's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But like he sees, ooh, he's like, oh shit, they're who's like this girl?
They're like peeping at her through the telescope while she's walking by.
And DJ's like, what's going on? He's like, nothing. That's like the little face. Yeah. It is so funny, but they're kind of falling in love with her.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of beware signs that they apparently made and the house is just eating them up.
Yeah. Jenny's selling candy. She's going house to house selling candy. Mm-hmm. And she actually did sell candy to Z.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. She brought some chocolate.
Yeah. She brought them to the kids upstairs. So she's like walking towards the house mm-hmm. to the monster
and
house.
She don't see the signs coming down.
No.
That bitch got one track vision.
She got tunnel vision.
She got tunnel vision. She's going to get that sale.
She's trying to make that money.
All she see is green. So she gets to she's getting to the house, but they manage to stop her. Mm-hmm. But this is where the house, like the sidewalk thing fucking levitates, bitch, like Dua Lipa, and it starts fucking balancing it, makes a slide into the house's mouth, bro.
You know what was lifting the sidewalk? The pipes that we saw earlier.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So it's like introducing a little bit like, look, there's stuff underneath.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
I thought it was like weird. Like, I thought the pipes had something creepier. It's just pipes. But for some reason, I thought it had something more to it.
Yeah.
But it was the pipes kind of making a slide with his tongue and mm-hmm. rolling into her mouth.
Yeah.
But they managed to grab her.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were having this cute little kid fight. It was like, I got her. No, I got her. Yeah, and they're like stretching her. Like, bro, like, what have you got to let go?
She just snaps and just dies.
Yeah.
But pretty much,
Elizabeth comes out.
Yeah, they try to. Elizabeth comes out. The house immediately turns. Mm-hmm. Andy's home. Boom, back to normal.
Andy's home.
Yeah, like Toy Story. You know, when they took back
into... the toys go like...
Yeah, that motherfucker said, Z is out.
Yeah.
Back into a house.
Back into normal.
And immediately they're like, let's call the cops. Or no, they try to explain to the mom.
To the mom?
To, I think, Elizabeth's mom.
Elizabeth's mom?
Not Elizabeth. Jenny. Jesus. Jenny's mom tries to call her and she goes, obviously they didn't believe me.
Oh, well, so before that, Z was...
looking for bones.
Z was looking for... Because she got a phone call and she was like, oh, it's for Chowder. Like his dad was calling. Yeah,
because Chowder was like, oh, I forgot to call you. And he accidentally stayed over the friend's house.
So
I used to do that shit.
Chowder goes upstairs, he talks to his dad, and then it's DJ and Jenny just talking, and he's like, you know, trying to like smooth talk her, be like, mm-hmm. you know, like, hey, what's up, girl?
Yo, shit.
The house came alive. Yeah, I know, it's crazy. Yo,
so you saying candy? Yeah. See, I got some candy for you, Jenny.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not. That's just DJ spinning some game.
Mm-hmm.
But Jenny tries to call the parents. They don't believe her. Mm-hmm. And they decide, let's call the cops. Fuck it. Let's just call the... Oh, because they also see a dog get snatched,
the dog
bro.
Got snatched.
And I was like...
Tongue comes out and just whoop and just
which
eats
is
that dog.
Crazy how like for the dog, it went all the way to the other side. The tongue can't reach that far.
Yeah, that's true.
For the humans.
Mm-hmm.
But that dog snatched, mm-hmm. eaten.
Dogs aren't safe either.
Nope. Everybody dying. Mm-hmm. So then they call the cops. The cops come over and they're like two like sheriffs, like kind of like doofus sheriffs, and there's
police trope.
Yeah,
police
of course, dumb ACAB brother. But Nick Cannon's character, Officer Linston, or
I don't
something.
Even remember their names.
Yeah, Nick Cannon's character. He's a new cop.
Yes.
So like the whole time, like he is completely wrong about everything. He has the speaker. And he's talking like, it's so funny.
He's trying his best.
He's really trying.
He's like trying too hard.
Yeah, but that, you know, Chowder's like, look at what's going to happen. And he starts moving. DJ starts moving around the house.
Yeah, he starts stomping on the lawn, you know, pulling the grass and stuff like that. But the house doesn't do shit.
But then Chowder grabs a rock and throws it at the house. And they're like, yo, chill.
Yeah. The cop is like, okay, hold on.
He's like, I will put you both. I will forget it this time because that dance that you did over there was kind of funny. But next time, y'all both getting arrested.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So obviously, nobody believes the kids.
Yeah. Oh, and when the house stopped moving, like didn't move when they were messing with it, Jenny was like, "Smart house," and I'm like, and we're like, we love that movie.
That movie's fucking fire, bro.
That's a good movie.
The house with the green screen on the side. Shit. It just made food for you. Yeah. That shit was dope as hell. They don't make those movies no more.
No.
So sad.
Mm-hmm.
But then they pretty much, Chowder talks about that he knows someone that could help him with the house.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. It's this person that has just knowledge, vast knowledge about creatures and all this bullshit.
Yeah.
Skull and bones.
Skull and bones.
Death, baby.
Oh.
So they go in there.
Are they friends? You think they're friends?
No. Remember at the end of the movie?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So they go to this like restaurant thing and it's like this.
It's like a pizza place.
Yeah, it's a pizza place. Yeah. It's like the loser guy that's like 30 years and working like at this dumb place and he's playing video games in the arcade and he's playing like Castlevania or something like that, like some mythical creature thing.
It seems like Though Art Death or something. It looks like Castlevania if you ever play Castlevania, that pixely like
game. It's like old timey. So it's like he's really good at the game and then he tells them that to kill the creature you got to strike it at the source of life.
At the heart.
The heart. Yep. And he's some loser. If you've ever seen the TikTok with like the guy like he runs out, runs back in, grabs the like chocolate or whatever and eats it and like stares at the guy's face while he eats it.
Oh yeah, this shit's so funny. It's so hilarious. Funny. So I did want to mention, he did mention this thing called Domus Mactibilis. He was like so dramatic about it.
Oh yeah, Mactibilis or something.
Yeah, so that actually means, in Latin it means deadly home.
Oh.
So it's like
So he was kind of right.
He was right. Yeah, he's got the knowledge. It's a supernatural phenomenon and it's like it's a fictional event in which a human soul is combined with buildings.
Oh, wait. Oh, wow. He was right.
Yeah, even this wiki has like the Monster House 2006 film.
That's funny. It's like a reference to it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Like look at that.
Oh,
like
the pictures
is like the house like coming alive.
Oh, that's cool. It seems like references too.
It's real. Guys, it's real.
So be careful with y'all houses out there. Don't go sneaking into houses.
Yeah, just don't.
Just don't do that.
It's a haunted house.
Yeah. But basically he runs out and that's basically as much as we see him until the very end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, we go into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we strike at the heart. But they're like, houses don't have hearts. So like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they try to come up with a plan. They're like, let's make a dummy.
A dummy.
Out of a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And put a bunch of sleeping medicine.
Sleeping medicine.
They put that bitch NyQuil in it.
Yeah. So Chowder's dad, he works at a pharmacy, which he has like a little line. He's like, my dad's at the pharmacy and my mom's at the movie theater with a personal trainer. Which is like,
Chowder... You better stay off. Just stay at
Mama
DJ's house.
Mama kind of sus. Yeah. So his dad works at a pharmacy. So DJ was like, "Hey, you need to go steal. You need to go to your dad's pharmacy."
You know who was the personal trainer?
Who?
David Lindholm. Hagen. David Lynn Hagen.
Oh no!
I just saw Crazy Stupid Love. So
sad. Great movie.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they make the dummy.
Oh, Kevin Bacon. Anyway, sorry. So they make the dummy. Chowder is going and he steals a fucking NyQuil.
Like
from...
a fuck ton.
Yeah, like a shit ton.
Like a little bit of NyQuil already fucks you up.
But it's a house.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You gotta get a lot.
Mm-hmm. So they build it. They put, Chowder had this mask. It looked like the creature of the Black Lagoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like an aesthetic version of it. And they put like a Letterman jacket on it. Which is a reference to Donnie Darko.
A reference. I've never seen that movie.
If you've never seen it, it's a great movie. It's just, it's really, really weird. Really weird and slow.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, but it's a fantastic movie. Mm-hmm. There's a house party, one of the points of the movie, and someone is dressed up as that character. Like with the Letterman jacket with the letter, I think it was M, and then the mask.
Oh!
It's exactly like it.
That's
like
cool.
It's like a demon mask, but it has the same ears and everything.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically the same costume.
Mm-hmm.
So
I thought the mask was a reference to Creature of the Black Lagoon.
It probably is because it's public domain. So it's
true.
You know, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. But they put NyQuil all over that shit. And their plan is kind of smart, not gonna lie.
It is smart for children.
Yeah, and it's like they do the Toy Story 2, like with the cones, but with trash cans.
Yeah.
Or that motherfucker which from TikTok. Like,
you know what I realized? That those trash cans, they don't have bottoms. How the fuck do they take the bottoms off?
Yeah, that's true.
Because they also saw like, that shit off?
Yeah, I thought it was like, oh, they flipped it over. No. But then they had their top.
Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck?
These kids are crazy.
It's vandalism, brother. Also, three trash cans. You know someone stole from the neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Because they didn't have recycling back then.
True.
So they go into the house. They sneak in. They connect it. Mm-hmm. And they throw... Oh, fucking Jenny got some good ass aim.
Jenny's a bad bitch.
She goes fun with a slingshot, boom, right at the doorbell. And that, I was like, okay,
she's a bad bitch.
Like, okay, girl. Mm-hmm. And then the little vacuum starts moving forward by itself.
Yeah.
And the cops come in and fucking ruin it.
They interrupt.
Yep, because the extension cord gets caught. Unplugs the vacuum and it just kind of dies. And the fucking house was gonna go eat it too.
Yeah,
that's the
it
fucked
was
up
opening
part.
Its like the door.
Yep.
Like come on in, you know.
Yeah. So then the cops go and check what's happening because they told them not to fuck with the old the man's house.
Mm-hmm.
The cop goes and grabs it. And Nick's hidden character is so funny because he's like with the kids. He's like, I got these kids. I will shoot you, motherfuckers. Yo, chill.
Chill, bro. They're children.
And I love that Chowder. As soon as you see the cops, Chowder's like, nah, I ain't getting shot today. Uh-huh. And then, so the other cop goes over, sees all the NyQuil. And like, I love that he's like, what? And then takes a sip. He's like, oh, shit. He's like, he quickly drinks a lot of it.
That's crazy. He was like, oh, God, what is this? And then he like.
He's like, oh, shit. Man, that's good.
Just secretly like chugged the NyQuil.
He just had lean. That's lean.
Oh, my God. And this is why when you go to Target or Walmart and you buy NyQuil, they have to ID you.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Dude, that's crazy.
Because y'all motherfuckers drinking lean. That shit kills you, bro.
Yeah, why y'all drinking lean?
Just be
get
normal.
Some weed.
Just be normal. I don't know what to tell
that's
you.
That's crazy. I was like surprised. And yeah. Then like, they do that with spray paint too. They ID you for spray paint.
Oh, yeah. Spray paint's another one, which that's crazy. I don't know what the fuck. Mm-hmm. But basically, it goes wrong. They're about to go get arrested, but then they see something, right? Something happened that they have to go check the house again. What was it? Fuck, I forgot what it was that they saw.
I forgot too.
But anyways,
yeah,
they go to check around the house. Mm-hmm. I think they hear something. So then they go check it. Something's creepy. Something's off about the house. Mm-hmm. And the house starts coming alive, grabs Nick's cannon character. He's fucking
flying
everywhere.
Well, first he's like being a silly cop. And he's like, has a gun. He's a flashlight. He's like rolling around the lawn and shit like
he's
that.
He's like, super roll.
And he's doing like these hand movements where it's like, you go around and then we attack. It's shit like that. It's so funny. And then like, so he like goes around to like the side of the house and then like he like backs up into a tree and he turns around and he's like, freeze tree. And then it cuts to like the tree.
Yeah, that cut shit to the tree is so funny.
It's so funny.
But he gets snatched up. They're all trying like, what is happening? And then the officer's about to leave his ass too because he's kind of dead. Mm-hmm. Like he's gone. He falls. The house snatches him up and throws him back in.
Yeah.
But then this is when the kids try to get like help them.
Yeah, I think it was before that when they were like trying to like warn them like, hey, the house is alive, it's coming alive.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I kind of stopped writing because I was kind of like really into the movie.
Yeah,
but basically they go into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really creepy. It has like this hole.
No, they, so you know how like the tree comes alive and he grabs, so they're in the cop, they're stuck in the cop car.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
so the tree comes alive and it like grabs the car and it's like,
because the car landed on the lawn. That's why. I just remember because he unplugs and kind of pulls over and hits the lawn. Mm-hmm. I remember they make a point where they show an insert shot.
Mm-hmm. So this scene when the tree is like grabbing the car, I don't know if this is a reference, but it reminded me of Harry Potter with the willow tree.
Oh, because I can see that.
I don't remember if it was in the first or the second one when they're driving.
They land on the tree.
They're flying into the tree and the tree's alive and it's like wrapping around the.
I can totally see that.
Wrapping around the car.
In the ride, the tree is trying to get to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Because it literally looks like the exact same.
It's like a dead tree. It's like a dead.
I don't know when Harry Potter came out and I don't even remember which one it was, but it.
Oh, damn. That's a good question.
Unless. No, because they're books. There were books first before the movie. But it literally looks so, the tree like wraps around the car and it's like dragging the car into the mouth of the house. And that's when we get to see like the actual inside of the house and what it looks like.
And it's fucking creepy. The inside has like this pit hole. 2001, by the way.
Oh, okay, that's so yeah, it is a reference to Harry 2001? Potter. 2001? Harry Potter?
Oh my God. I just had like my life flash before my eyes.
The books were written in the 90s.
Yeah, but 2001, that's crazy, yeah. Bro. Holy fuck. Yeah. Wow. So the inside of the house, it has like a deep hole that's like glows green and it has like spikes. It looks so cool. Or like saws.
Yep.
Oh, it's so creepy, but it's empty. It's like really empty. Yeah. And they look up. And they see something floating, glowing.
Well, they got the thing. The car was getting sucked into that whole thing. Yeah. They got the car, and they're now trapped in the house.
Yeah, and it just reminded me of like a Resident Evil, like the first one where they're stuck in the mansion.
Yeah, it was
like,
very video gamey.
Yeah, and the light they're looking over, and they're like, "Oh shit, what do we do now?" Yeah. You know, they're trying to figure things out, and they see the thing glowing, right?
Chowder was like, they're like looking around and Chowder was like, over there! And then he was like, the heart! And then they start shooting at this thing that's like, it's a red thing that's hanging.
Yeah, with like,
it looks like a chandelier.
Like squirt guns.
Yeah.
And they're shooting at it and it throws up like,
The hole opens up and there's water coming up and it like shoots it out the front door.
That shit's a squirter.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So then it throws out and they're like, oh wait, if that's the teeth, Jenny's like, those are the teeth, those are the eyes,
the tongue.
This is the tongue, that's the uvula.
That must be the uvula.
And Chowder says, oh, so it's a girl house.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what the body part was he thinking?
Is he like...
Because I thought it was the, what is it?
The uterus?
Uterus. That's what I think he like.
Sorry. It's just so funny. Like a woman being like, I thought it was the, wait, what's the name of it?
I don't know anything about my anatomy. Listen, I didn't have a great sexual education. The education system failed us.
Yep.
But I thought it was the uterus.
That's, I was like, I thought maybe like,
because it's the uvula.
The uvula. I was like, the vulva. Like, sounds familiar too.
I mean, it has the same letters.
Yeah. So it's like, maybe that.
Maybe.
But it's something hanging. And I was like, is this supposed to be like a clitoris? Or, yeah. I was like, I don't know.
I don't think they knew what that was.
Yeah, that's what but that's like it. I'm like, I don't know what that, yeah, you know. Men nowadays don't even know what that is.
I didn't get that joke as a kid.
Yeah, oh yeah, me.
That's an adult joke.
I just thought it was funny. Like,
I didn't know what a uvula was. But then,
bitch, I still don't know what the fuck that is.
Yo, Jenny's giving us like a lesson because she's like, oh, it like if you hit it, it stimulates the gag reflex.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why when you're, never mind.
you go like this. You do the hand trick. You go. you put your thumbs like that.
I'm just saying. Anyways.
But anyways, they're pretty much exploring the house.
Yep.
And they manage to go all the way to the basement. And the basement's really creepy, obviously, like basements inherently are.
Yeah, so before that, they like looking around the living room and they see pictures of Nevercracker and we presume his wife.
And it looks like his wife.
Which this seems very, it felt very fat phobic.
Yeah.
Because she's like a bigger girl.
Well, it's like the thing is like it seems like they met like in the 50s or something. Or it was 40 years later, so in the 40s.
No, we don't know this yet.
So yeah. But
like
it's like
they were like making fun of her. They were saying like, oh, he probably fanned her up. And then Jenny was like, ew. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also they called Chowder like Porky.
There's a lot of fat jokes in this movie.
I mean, it could be just like,
well, 2006.
Exactly. Like 2006 had no filter at all. The 2000s until 2015, I think.
Yeah, that's
where
true.
Things just started getting more, you know, people started realizing more things, problematic stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's like, obviously, there's a lot of fat from the beginning of the movie. There's a lot of it. So she's kind of like that. She's kind of a victim of like a lot of fat phobia right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we'll see later also more as well. Mm-hmm. But they go to the basement. It's creepy. And there's like this cage in there.
Yeah, so they like fall through the floor and it's like the basement.
Yeah.
And like the basement's full of these toys and like different items. And they were saying like, oh, this is where he stored all of the stash, because we presume that he's like taking all these toys and, like, you know,
he's stealing from
the kids.
And then they see the cage. It opens, and there's like this cloth over, and it looks, presumably from the outline, it looked like it was Nevercracker's wife.
It's a body. And it's an outline of a body.
Yeah, but it's also like cemented.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh my fucking God, he just cemented her ass.
This is a crazy scene.
It is.
For a children's movie. Like, holy shit, it's dark.
It's pretty dark. I was like, what?
Like, you see a dead body. Yeah. It's insane.
It's pretty creepy. And the thing is that I think DJ falls on it. Right?
Like, trips.
He trips, falls on it,
like,
and it starts
face first
and it
the
starts
body.
Crumbling, mm-hmm. And it's just a skeleton underneath. Oh,
crazy. That is a crazy scene. I was like mouth open, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's fucking insane. Yeah. Fucking DJ needs better help after this.
Bro, DJ face. He's got a lot of
both.
Bro, he got first the Nevercracker and now the fucking dead wife.
Yeah. So then we also forgot to mention that the house has like this light that sees on inside the house. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're trying to get away from that light too, but it notices them, and then it starts fucking, it grabs Chowder, mm-hmm. pulls him fucking bye, see you later. Jenny gets fucking sucked up on a pipe.
Yeah.
And DJ's trying to crawl out all the way to the top. He crawls to the lobby. And the hole's there, and there he's about to slide in. He kind of saves himself. Chowder literally got a fucking slip and slide into the fucking hole, yeah. Grabs his ass, and then Jenny almost falls in too.
Yeah, so that scene with the light, it reminded me of War of the Worlds. Is
yes.
that the movie?
Yeah, with Tom
War
Cruise.
War of the World with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
God, that movie freaked me out.
That noise.
That alien movie. Yeah, mm-mm. So like, I think there's a scene in that movie where they're hiding in the in a house, and the light is like shining through the window. It's pretty much like scanning like humans, because that movie's about aliens. And that, you remember the tube that sucks up Jenny? It also reminds me of that movie.
Oh, shit. That definitely
because
is.
Because you know what happens in that movie.
Yeah.
They're killing the humans. And
yeah.
They're,
that's definitely
spoiler, they kill the humans and they suck up their blood with a tube. Oh God, it's crazy.
Wow, that's actually like the pipe is definitely a connection to it. Like the light, I'm like, it could be anything.
Yeah.
But the tube, it's definitely because those two mix together. It's like that's how they contracted the humans.
Yeah. Ugh.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
I wouldn't surprise me, to be honest. I think that movie was also like a big deal. I wouldn't say was it 2006?
The Tom Cruise one was a remake.
Oh shit, you're totally right. And that the original movie was an adaptation to the radio.
Oh really?
War of the Wars was originally a radio show.
Oh.
So it was like scripted, like you're listening, not like someone reading you the story, it's like if it was happening in the radio.
Oh geez.
It was fucking crazy.
That's creepy. Funny cuz I watched the remake and I didn't even know it was a remake.
Huh. Man, I'm in the Carlos seat.
I'm Carlos coded right now.
We said war at war. What,
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
That was a scary movie.
So that one, the movie came out in 2005.
So maybe.
But the movie definitely was in production at the time, at least.
Yeah.
At the very least. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know if the original movie had that as well with the light.
With the light, yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But definitely cool. Has to be a connection somehow. Mm-hmm. But basically, they're trying to make it out. They decide, oh shit, we know what to do. The girl part. Yo. The uterus.
I have a question for you.
Yeah? Uh-oh. Oh, God.
So we presume.
Hear me out.
No. So is it at this point where we presume Constance is the house?
So not yet? We don't know yet. Like.
But we know it's a human.
It's a human, but we don't know because at this point we're like. Did he kill her?
Right. But we know that she died. And that's his wife. Mm-hmm. We know that's his wife. So, should I wait then?
I don't know. I don't know what your question is.
I don't know. Okay, I'll just ask it now. If we presume that the house is his wife, Constance,
mm-hmm.
And Nevercracker is the husband, mm-hmm. Do you think he was fucking this house?
Hell yeah, bro.
And where would he be fucking the house?
If you fucked the house, what would be the best part? to fuck that
because
house.
The whole house is like a fake.
Yo, she can deep throw, bro.
He lives inside of her already.
Damn. Do you think he like doesn't really fuck the house? He just kind of massages the sides, like the walls, and it's hitting her walls.
Where would his penis go?
So you know how like Tom and Jerry comes out of the rat,
ew, the rat holes? The rat hole.
He just fucks the shit out of the rat hole, and she feels it.
Or the tongue wraps around his penis.
That could be true.
Which is, she's like giving him a blowjob.
Honestly, hear me out.
Oh my God.
Baby, if you never crack yourself, or you know how girls, it's like the whole thing that girls go, if I was a worm, would you still love me? Never crack your hat. If I was a house, would you still love me? That motherfucker say, yep.
Yo, get you a man. ladies. And guys, get you a man who will build you a damn house over your dead body and put your soul in the house.
Jesus.
I'm just saying, the standards are way too low right now. You gotta get you a man that will build you a damn house, even after you die.
Honestly, goals.
Goals.
I can totally see that.
He's a good man.
He's
probably a good lover too.
Damn, he was treating her right. Mm-hmm. Damn, or was he riding the uvula? Like he would just jump and
it's a uvula.
God, damn. It would be the basement, right?
And a gag reflex.
Yeah, she didn't have good gag reflex.
I mean,
she didn't do the thing.
Would it be the basement?
Yeah, because it's like if you're trying to think if the lobby was the mouth, then the basement would be the privates.
I mean, he did build a shrine around her dead body.
He probably fucked the dead body.
That's disgusting.
He probably fucked the dead body and she felt it.
There was no hole in there.
He probably got it, you know. He probably was like, yo, put up something so I can take care of it later. No, that's crazy. Damn, yeah, it would have to be. Unless it's like the bedroom because that's where it happens. So it's like,
hey. He cuts a hole in the mattress.
Yeah, and just fucks the room. Somehow. But it can't be. That cannot feel nice because that shit wood as hell.
No, the mattress.
Unless it's the mattress. You're right.
Yeah.
But
anyways.
This is where they come out.
So Jenny was like, oh, the uvula.
Yeah. And then what do they do? Do they just grab it? Oh, they write it. They write it like Nevercracker does on the weekends.
She jumps up on the uvula and she's like holding it and then she falls and the uvula hits the roof of her mouth, I guess.
So she's, I hate when that happens.
So she's like, you know, starting to, the water comes up from that hole and, you know, it like throws them up. She throws them bitches up.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Throws them out. And in this one we see, oh, they're fighting. The kids are fighting. Yeah. They have, of course.
Chowder's like, man, I'm risking my life for you. I don't want to do this no more. I just want to go damn trick or treating, get my damn candy.
Yep. And then this is kind of like where we get the conflict of the team. Mm-hmm. Whoa, what movie am I? Oh, shit. I'm in the wrong list.
What movie are you on right now?
This was the Tokyo Gore Police, which check out the last episode.
Last episode.
Okay. So then all of a sudden, out of the fucking blue.
DJ. No.
Yeah.
DJ almost gets run over by an ambulance.
Oh, yeah. He gets almost run over by an ambulance.
And Chad was like, at least he got hit by an ambulance.
Which is pretty funny. But is this when he comes out?
Yep.
This is where it comes out on your left, like Endgame. Nevercracker's alive.
Boom. Vine boom.
How the fuck is this
motherfucker alive? And he's like, it's like a hospital gown. He has like a little
sling. Did he steal the ambulance?
That's true. Wait a minute.
He is Grand Theft Auto that ref. Oh, because he knows what's going to happen. Because we get backstory. Rewind.
Flashback.
Like Will Smith said, rewind time. Wow. Mm-hmm. And then he goes back in time.
Well, he's like talking to the house. He's like, honey, I'm home.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, I'm home. Don't worry about it. We're going to be okay. And DJ had that realization. This is when he had the realization. This is her.
Yep.
The house is her.
And this is where we get a backstory of Nevercracker that he meets his lover at a freak show circus.
Yeah, like a circus freak show.
And the wife was obviously like Constance? The big girl, Constance. Mm-hmm. Not Constance Wu, Constance. she is like the, oh my God, look at this freak. She's overweight.
She's overweight, whatever.
And obviously she's being bullied. They're just throwing tomatoes at her and she's treated like an animal.
Yeah.
And they're keeping her in a cage. And he falls in love and goes, hey, I can give you a better life than this. You deserve better than that. Mm-hmm. So they run away together and he's building her a home and the kids are in the lawn vandalizing their house and she's fucking freaking out over there because she has trauma from the circus and they're like, oh, those criminals are, they're messing up my house and Nevercracker's like, they're kids. Like, that's what they do.
She's pretty much having, like, PTSD.
Exactly. She's afraid, basically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's tired of it. She doesn't want to get bullied anymore.
Exactly. And Nevercracker holds her and is like, hey, you'll always be safe with me. I'll never let you... Nothing will hurt you.
Yeah.
Bitch, shut the fuck up for a second.
Damn fucking kids.
Because the kids end up throwing a tomato... eggs. And she ends up tripping. Tries to hold on. The house is just a... fucking hole at this point.
Yeah, it's a hole.
And spills cement all over her.
Yeah, she tries to grab onto the cement maker and it like tips over and as she's falling, she hits the ground and the cement just lands on her.
It's like Spider-Man, but like if... What? Well, Gwen died, so...
Aye.
But that's the cement just made sure she fucking stayed on the ground.
It's like a horrible way to die. It is
fucked up because I'm like, damn, even if you like hit the floor... And you're still alive, you're just smothered to death.
Yeah, because you're with just the cement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, that's
it's horrific. So sad. It's horrible.
And that's where Nevercracker built the house in her honor.
Which and I said, get you a man. He built the house. That even man was, after you died.
That man was whipped. That's a simp.
Bitch. If anything, he could have, you know, he's building the house for himself.
He could have saved her. I feel like he probably had time to go downstairs and, like, pull her out of the cement.
He's kind of a scrawny man.
He is. He's very, very...
He was this very skinny man.
Girl, He liked them big girls.
This movie was ahead of its time.
He said, I need a big girl. Call me a big girl. That song, Big Boy?
Oh.
But the reverse, because, you know.
I was thinking of that Meghan Trainor song.
It's Kafinsi. Which one?
The Meghan Trainor. She like sings about her.
Who's
being
she training?
Never mind.
I don't know who that is.
I won't remember the song.
But yeah. Anyways, very sad story. He builds her the house anyways, and she ends up possessing the house.
Yep.
And he takes care of it. That's basically what's happening. But the house holds that anger that she had towards her, like the children that were bullying her. Yeah. So the whole time... Every time he's scaring kids away, he was literally scaring kids away so they can leave the house alone and they don't die.
Yeah.
And he came back because he knew Halloween's happening.
Trick-or-treaters.
And all you see is the little kids coming up already visiting houses. And he's like, fuck, I just made it on time.
Yeah.
And the whole time is that he's trying to make it back so he can like prevent kids from coming near the house.
Right.
So he's a good guy at the end of it.
He is a good guy. He just has his reasoning.
So you know what they say. Don't judge a book by its cover unless...
Unless
it looks kind of cool and you're like, damn, that's sick. And you read it.
Yeah, and then you end up going into a monster house and dying.
Fucking die instantly.
You just got to listen. You just got to get away, you know?
Yep.
But he's a good man.
He's a good man. But at this point is when the fucking house goes, you know what? I'm fucking tired of y'all.
Mm-hmm. And well, DJ was like, hey, like, you know, like, you can't save her. Like, you don't need to do this. Yeah.
Because it's like, true, he's afraid. He's kind of like in an abusive relationship.
He's in a toxic relationship.
Super toxic relationship. Oh, yeah. And it's like, it's not necessarily her fault. It's just that she's not herself anymore. She's angry. This is not her. Mm-hmm. This is her, like, hate, basically filling the house. Mm-hmm. Which is feels like a Stephen King kind of like where it's like that feeling that the hate lives on, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of like protecting the house, but he tells the house to stop, that... You know, we can't do this no more and everything. And he's like, I need to do this. And he grabs a fucking dynamite that he's been carrying. I don't know
not yet.
No, this is it.
No. First, he realizes that, yeah, I need to go. I can't take care of this house anymore because it's, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
And then the house gets angry. Constance gets angry, and the trees from earlier, they turn into fucking monster hands and arms. And this is when the house starts moving.
Yeah, it like walks up to him. Mm-hmm. And it's like really fucking so creepy. He's like a kaiju, bro.
Yeah. It's like, so this is like the first time we see the house actually move, which is crazy because it's like, how is everyone in this neighborhood not seeing this house?
Okay, Laurie Strode was screaming for her life out there, banging on doors. Nobody came to help
her. It's a damn house moving across the street.
None of my business. I closed the blinds. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, so the house is moving now.
Godzilla versus Kong versus Monster House. I want to see that. 3.
I can see that.
But this is where he's like, you know what? I got to take care of this house. Mm-hmm. He was a dynamite expert, I guess, in the military.
He's like a demolitions expert.
Yeah, and he grabs like a pack of dynamite that he was carrying with him for some reason and goes to light it up.
He's like calming her. He's like, everything will be okay. You know,
I've always took care of you.
This is time for this to end. Mm-hmm. And then
she's not having it.
She's like, bitch, you trying to kill me?
You think you the shit, bitch?
You're not even a fart.
And then fucking slaps that shit off his hand. Yeah. And she eats him, right?
No, almost.
Oh, yeah. She almost eats him. But then the house, since it starts lifting up.
Chowder.
What did Chowder do?
They pretty much like they drag the house to, or they lure the house into this construction zone.
Where
they met up earlier.
Yeah, so they start luring the house over and then it's just fucking walking menacingly through the fucking town.
Yeah.
And nobody fucking bats an eye. They get to this demolition house that was introduced earlier in the movie, just for like a quick second.
Yeah.
That's where the kids would hang out, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they make a point where it's like, oh, they keep the keys here.
Yeah.
Wink. Oh, I hope this is coming later.
It was like a tractor?
It was like a giant tractor. Yeah. Like a digger or something. I don't know. I don't do that shit. Yeah. I know that bitch is outside of the house and I fucking get annoyed all the time. Mm-hmm. But...
So they go and save Nevercracker because he was about to get eaten.
Yep. And then they grab it. They start tearing it apart. And I love this. Chowder's so funny because he's like, war screams like, like too much energy, bro. Yeah. And they're really trying to get it, but the fucking house won't go down. Mm-hmm. But then eventually they tear it all apart. It falls into pieces, but the chimney stays on. The chimney's still whole.
Oh, you forgot. Jenny gets fucking yeeted.
Yeah, they all fall into the fucking hole that they're like in the construction zone. And Jenny like falls. Like she, like everyone kind of slides into the hole. No, Jenny falls. Like she's just falling.
I'm like, yo, she's fucking dead. It's a little girl who falls like fucking.
With a big ass head. So that gravity is towards her head down.
Like fucking 10 feet hole, bro.
But then they all fall. But then the fucking chimney's still alive. And it starts, they think they're safe and Chowder's celebrating. And behind him is like kind of constructing himself back up.
Yeah.
And the house is just like this fucking monster being with like woods everywhere.
It's like not even a house anymore.
No, it's just material.
It's just wood.
Yeah. And it's cool.
It's really cool.
It reminds me of like a video game, like the last mode of the boss. This is what it reminds me of. Mm-hmm. And
the final transformation.
Yeah, so DJ and Jenny have a plan of going up the tractor and grabbing the dynamite.
It's like a crane.
Yeah, it's like a giant crane.
Yeah.
And throwing the dynamite inside the chimney because that's chimney. The heart. Mm-hmm. That they realize that's the heart.
Yeah, that's why they had the water guns because they wanted to like burn out?
I guess.
Take the fire out. The furnace is her heart.
Yeah, so when they go up there... DJ's like, hell nah, bitch.
Hell nah.
Jenny, you can go.
Yeah.
And Jenny says, no, you gotta. You have to. Because I ain't doing it.
No, but she gives him a kiss. The kiss of courage.
Did she kiss him in the mouth or in the cheek?
In the mouth.
Oh, it was in the mouth? Okay, I thought it was in the cheek.
Kiss, yo.
And he's like, oh, shit, I just kissed a kid. And this kid ready to die.
I just kissed the girl on the mouth.
And he's like crawling down the crane. But Jenny following him behind
Jenny's
him.
A bad bitch.
She is. She was ready. She was like just trying to make him
brave.
She was trying to make him feel good, like, you're the hero, DJ.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got this. I'm the plan B just in case.
I'm the hero.
I just want him to see if he dies just to be safe. But he tries to throw the dynamite, but he can't. There's not a clear path.
Chowder's like luring the house. He's like distracting the house pretty much.
Yeah, and then he falls into like the wrecking ball. He kind of Miley Cyrusing it. And he's like kind of floating up, and Jenny grabs the dynamite and throws it at him. He grabs it and crazy throws it down the chimney, bro.
Crazy am again with Jenny.
Jenny football, like fucking Tom Brady, bro. Like, bro, bitch.
She's fucking badass.
And fucking such a cool sequence. I think this whole fight scene is so well shot because it's like you follow the dynamite and like you see the house kind of like trying to hit them and yeah. It's so cool.
It's really cool.
And they eventually Kobe that shit into the chimney. R.I.P. Kobe. And the house just has that face of realization like the
like boom! Oh and it explodes
and it's
fucking so, Michael Bay style.
Yep, so sick. And yeah, that's pretty much just everything settles. Nebercracker's kind of like, everything's in shadow or in everything's smoky.
Yeah.
And they try to find Nebercracker and he's dancing with the soul of his wife.
Constance. She's like a little cloud.
Yeah.
And he's like dancing and he's like finally saying goodbye.
Yeah. He finally lets go. Mm-hmm. He lets go of the passing of his wife. And then, you know, he starts crying. It's really, you know, it's a really sad scene. Like it's like it ends on a really sad note. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool.
It's
but
sad.
DJ goes, Nebercracker, I got you. We're going to put you on Tinder. You're going to find a good ass babe.
Mm-hmm.
But then they go back to the house and come back, right?
There was this one thing, which was like, I didn't understand, but I think I get it. So Nebercracker, he was like talking to DJ. He was like, we're free. We're free of this. We've been trapped for 45 years.
And that, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Like, was this man actually crazy?
I was like, maybe it's the town is free because now, like, there's no, nobody needs to feel threatened by the house anymore.
Yeah.
Like, Nebercracker's now free because he doesn't have, because it seemed like he was in, like, a very toxic relationship with the house.
Yeah.
But, like, also, he has to worry about everyone else in town.
Yeah.
So now he's like, I can live my life now. We can all just roam around and not care about nothing anymore.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. But it also made me feel like
it was weird that he said like we. Like, not like I'm. Like I'm exactly. free, you know? But I can see that where it's like, yeah, like the town is free from the house. But the thing is that like the town didn't know anything about this.
Yeah,
house.
If we saw more of the house where it maybe was like, I guess we do have like the little girl being like the outsider being like, ooh, that's a creepy house.
Yeah.
So like maybe the town knew that the house was weird. Sketched, yeah. So I don't know. It could be that. That's what I got from it was that it was the creepy house, and they're all safe now. And they don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But then they go back. The parents are back from the convention, and
dentist convention,
the dentist con, and they're all like covered in like ash and
like
stuff.
Soot
and, yeah, and I love that. Chowder has like a beard. It's
of
so
like
funny.
Ash and soot, and it looks really funny.
And then
he's like a man now.
Yeah, he's a manly man. And then the mom's like, "Oh, are you guys pirates?" And he's like, "Yeah, how did you guess?" And it was really funny and cute. And that's basically it. They go celebrate. Oh, because they're like, "We're adults now." Oh, the Nebercracker gives them the ball back.
Yeah, so they decided to go trick or treating again.
Yeah, and then they give the toys back to the town.
Yeah, he's giving them back to all the children that he stole from.
Yep, the little girl gets her tricycle back. He put that bitch back together somehow.
Yeah.
And then, it's a really nice story. Nebercracker's a nice guy at the end of it all.
Yeah, he's always been a nice guy.
So then they go back to the house. Everything happens. And then they're all playing like, yeah, you know what? We're kind of over this whole like trick or treat thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, but again,
we deserve it.
We do deserve
it. It's like
that.
A little treat.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So then they put their makeup. They make it more obvious that
like
it's like
they're pirates.
Pirates. And then they go and have a merry, merry trick or treat.
Merry, merry Halloween.
Yeah. So and that's. Oh, and then we have like an end credit scene.
Yep. So after they go and get their. After they go and start trick or treating, the credits like play. And then we see that it's like a jump scare.
Yeah.
And what was the jump scare again?
No, the jump scare.
Yeah, it was like a little jump scare, like the hand.
The hand?
The hand comes out.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so, sorry. It was a hole. Because I'm thinking of the one with Z. That it's like later. Like, it's after this.
Oh, okay.
But basically, there's a hole from where the house was. Mm-hmm. And then you see a hand, kind of like an Evil Dead kind of thing. And it's Bones comes out. And Bones is with the kite.
Bones!
Yeah, just he wasn't just Bones. He's also alive. And then he has the kite still, so the kite was real.
That was real.
And he comes out and Z's making out with
Skull. Oh, with Skull,
and
yes.
She's like, oh my god. I'm so over you, Bones, because mm-hmm. he has a job and he can't take care of me and blah, blah, blah. And he's just like, okay, whatever. Yeah. I don't care. And then the cops come out.
Cops are alive.
They're both alive.
And they're like,
we gotta go.
So, and then he's like, we should go inspect some candy.
Yep.
And then Nick Cannon is like, and we should eat the candy too. Like, and we're like, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, and then at the end, the dog is
the
still
dog
alive.
Is alive.
So the dog made it.
Dog's alive. Thank God.
I wonder if you go to if the dog's dead. There's a website called Did the Dog Die or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Or Did the Dog Make It or something? And it tells you every movie that if the dog makes it or not.
That's good.
Yeah. So, but the dog is alive. And that's basically the movie.
So no one dies.
No one dies. Everything was resolved. It is a child-friendly
movie.
It's a
children's movie. No one dies.
Yeah. So there you go. There's the classic 2006 Monster House.
Yes, sir.
So like we do in every movie, we go on Letterboxd and rate it. And give it a review.
Yep.
So, Joy, do you want to give...
Me first?
Yeah, of course, you're the guest of the show!
I'm a guest? Well, okay.
You're not ready.
I'm ready. No, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I have it here. I'm just... Never mind. I gave this a... Oh, if you want to follow me on Letterboxd, I think I'm just Joy.
There you go.
Right? Does it show you?
I don't think it shows me. It just says Joy.
Oh, I don't know. But I'm Joy. I don't know if it'll like search me up. I gave this a 4 stars with a heart because I love this movie. And my review goes as this. This movie was the scary movie to watch as a kid during sleepovers. I remember being scared of both the old man and the house. I loved all the horror Easter eggs and elements it shows. I would definitely show kids this movie as a childish gateway to horror movies.
Hell yeah. Great review.
Thank you.
I also gave this a 4.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is quite literally the most perfect kids horror movie there could be. Mm-hmm. No blood, no gore, but spooky as hell. The film was definitely way ahead of its time. Which I really do think
That's true. There was no really gore or blood.
Everyone made it. Like, the only bit of like violence that we see is like the dead corpse, like the skeleton, because we don't even see like a body, we just see the skeleton and the cement was like around the skeleton.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So like we don't really see anything that could be like gratuitous violence.
I think the only thing was that like it alludes to death. I mean, she did die obviously, but like when
they don't make it like obvious that like she like they don't show her body like Gwen Stacy snapping her fucking neck like
but like when like Bones and the cops like they die
but then at the end it's that resolution where it's like nah, actually they were just sleeping
but I think that was the most of the violence is just the house eating the people, which we don't actually see the house eating kids.
It's just adults. It tries but like they don't
it doesn't eat kids,
no, just them, but like it wasn't like eating. It was just kind of they landed. It's like Pinocchio with a whale.
Oh yeah,
that's basically what it was.
Moby Dick.
Daddy of the movie, I'll do you the honors.
This might be a hot take.
Oh shit, Nevercracker. I get it.
I know,
yo, girl, you were just gassing him up earlier.
He's a nice guy.
He is.
Guys, he built her a house. I don't think he dated anyone else after that. He was so in love with her.
No, they got married instantly.
He kept with the house. He built her a house. He took care of her. He's a nice guy.
He really is. In this podcast, nice guys finish second. Let her come first. Let her finish first, get it?
Oh, I'm just saying, the bar is way too low for everyone, y'all. Y'all need to bring up the bar. But, I mean, I get it. The guys in this society.
My man could have just been like, okay, you know, mourned for a couple years, dated someone else, moved on. Now that bitch said, I'm going to still build a house and still live in it.
Exactly.
With her body still in the basement.
Yeah.
That's love.
Yeah. What's your daddy of the movie?
I said it earlier. I think... Even though we didn't get much of Z, I think whatever we got from Z, I was like, she's a vibe. I love her.
She's a vibe.
I feel like nowadays she would be like the emo goth girl babe. Like,
oh, yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. My only thing was that like she was like, you have no respect for women. And then he kicks her out. But then she's like,
oh, my God, where is she?
Yeah, where's Bones?
Well, I mean, she still cares. It's a boyfriend.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, it's like she's in that weird relationship.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, maybe he pipes good.
Dump his ass.
Yeah, you deserve better.
Get you a man like Nevercracker.
Nevercracker's like, yo, what up, Z?
No, he's an old man.
Yeah, she's too wild for him.
Yeah.
There's no death in the movie.
Favorite. The death sequence.
I think my favorite.
Quote unquote death.
Yeah. Sequence. Quote unquote death. The cops, I think, was definitely one of the better ones.
Yeah, I think mine would be Constance.
That's true. That one's
death and it's an actual tragic. Death, but it's brutal.
It's I very couldn't even tragic. Imagine. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is a very sad. Just the whole scene in general too is so sad. Mm-hmm. Just it happens so out of nowhere too, and so out of their control.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like really fucked up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think the cop one, like just seeing the house just really become alive and like. Their reaction to it yeah. is so, so cool. And then, like, with the kids following them mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Did you have... Okay, I guess this is a question for the movie. Mm-hmm. Did you have any instances of, like, a monster house or a haunted house?
Oh, yes. I did mention this yeah. earlier. Mm-hmm. So... I didn't see a monster house, but but back in Puerto Rico, there was a neighbor. We had a whole, it was like a whole street, right? And yeah. that there was this one guy. Mm-hmm. I remember, I don't know. It was, we didn't know much about him or them because I think he was very like, he would dress up like, he would present himself as a woman. Okay. And he would dress up, but he was like very awkward and like, didn't make much sense to people. Like yeah. he was kind of living in his own world. Mm-hmm. And he was always known as like the crazy in the neighborhood. Right, you know, this right. was like early crazy. 90s.
Yeah.
Or not early 90s, like late 90s.
Yeah.
But it was like, he was always known as the weirdo, you know, mm-hmm. and he was always asking for money and not hostile at all. Right. Yeah. But his house was barely built cement, like straight up just cement.
Yeah.
And I still remember one time I went in. Mm-hmm. Because it was like that creepy house and I went in and it was super dark and eerie and there was an older man there. Like super like just an older dude, like small little old dude. And he's a very like like a really like slender man, like a really tall, like slender guy.
Yeah.
And they were really nice. They never did anything weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I still remember it was like this weird, eerie feel. Feeling, if I could describe it, was just like, just, it felt wrong. Like, yeah. it just felt really wrong. And mm-hmm. it smelled like they just, you know, it probably didn't take care of themselves. Like, I don't know. They were yeah. just really poor. And like, it sucked because they were always nice with us. If you hear that, sorry. They're right at the door. we're right there. Anyways, so it was just that really eerie feeling. Years later passed by.
Oh, no.
Cops around the house everywhere.
No.
The old man was sleeping, and the guy grabbed a fucking brick and smashed his head in.
No.
And we remember, like, after everything settled, we would go, and there was, like, bits still there. Like, a fucking, like, tainted blood all over the...
That's crazy. Yeah. That's scary.
And I remember that was, like, really fucked up. Like,
how old were you?
This was... Man, I was young, because... I moved here 2010, so like, I don't fucking know. Like 10, elementary school? Yeah, 10, 11 maybe.
That's scary.
Yeah, I was really.
I can imagine as a kid.
Yeah, it was really mm-hmm. fucked. I was probably even younger because I was like the first place I lived because we ended yeah. up moving. Mm-hmm. So it was like really fucking, that was like an image I never left my mind. Yeah,
I'd be traumatized.
Yeah, did you have one?
I didn't really, I mean, there's no monster house, but I did have... I had an uncle and my grandmother. They lived in like the same area and their houses were in the middle of the woods.
Mm.
So it's not really the house. It was mostly the surroundings of the house.
Yeah, the woods like, is just creepy.
Yeah, so it's scary. It's like really scary because, you know, it's in the middle of the woods. When you look out, it's just straight darkness. There's yep. nothing. You can't see shit.
You can only see like 10 feet in front of you, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so I would have, like, really... I would be really paranoid that something was just gonna come out from the woods and just attack us in the house. But the thing is that, like, the house wasn't, like, a cabin. It was, like, a modern house yeah, it's in like- the middle of the woods. So I don't know why I was so freaked out, but I would get really paranoid about it.
No, I mean, I think it's just because your imagination... You can't see anything, so it's like your imagination just starts yeah. going.
So, like, we would have, like... My uncle's house would be, like... On a like my grandma's house would be on a hill and my uncle's house would be like at the bottom of the hill. So sometimes we would walk from my uncle's house to my grandma's house. So in the dark at night.
That's crazy.
The most like, that's the creepiest thing I've ever done. Cause it's like, there's no light.
Yeah. Just looking in front of you. Don't look around.
My uncle will be like, here's a flashlight. Follow the trail. And I'm like, okay. And then, you know, in the dark, in the woods, it was really scary.
Yeah. That's pretty fucked up. That's pretty creepy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've stayed in a cabin like that. And Carlos was here for this.
Yeah.
It was for a friend's wedding. And
the Georgia wedding.
Yeah. And then we ended up staying, it was like downstairs. Mm-hmm. And there was a door like next to the room that was kind of like hard to like open. And I managed to open it and I went in. It was just like old like decorations. It was super fucking creepy. So we closed that bitch up and Carlos and I and another friend of ours stayed downstairs. And there was one wall that was just windows. So you just saw the woods. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty creepy.
It was kind of relaxing though.
I stayed in a house like that though. And like, but it was like in the mountains.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, overlook, like, the mountains.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, my grandma's house was really creepy. She would have, you know, the typical grandma house with the clock and everything.
Oh, no, grandfather clock.
Yeah, I don't ever really slept in that house, but when I did, it was really fucking creepy.
That's crazy. That's pretty crazy.
And that's why I don't watch scary movies.
Yeah.
Because I get paranoid very easily.
She does. We were going to watch The Strangers, and I was like, you shouldn't watch this movie.
I didn't watch it. I couldn't. I would be paranoid like every single day of my life.
Yeah, that, and she lives by herself too, so it's kind of like
So the thing about me with like horror movies is that like I don't like jump scares. I can do gore, right?
Yeah.
I can do gore pretty well, but it's just the jump scares and the tension before the jump scares.
Yeah.
I can't.
That's what gets people, especially those cheap ones that just like play something really loud. Yeah. God, we watched one recently and it was like, why is it doing this? Like, this is so annoying.
Yeah.
And it's just that gets you because you're just like stuck, like just, oh God, like you're reacting to a sound.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'd rather have jump scares that just rip off the band-aid.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
Don't tease me into a jump scare. Just fucking do it.
Nope, you gotta edge.
I hate it.
You gotta edge.
I hate it.
But that's pretty much the episode.
Yes, it was.
So thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Next week, we're watching Renfield.
I'm so excited.
Renfield. Renfield, mm-hmm. Right? I don't know why I can't say that. Renfield.
Yep.
Renfield, there you go.
Renfield.
So we're watching that. So go check it out. I think it's on Peacock. So go check it out on Peacock.
Carlos will be back next week. He'll be in this chair instead of me.
Yep, and she'll be back in the sound bites.
I'll be doing the sound bites again.
But again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
Hopefully
for having
we
me.
Can do it again.
Hopefully I did a good job.
I think you did great.
Please let us know if I did a good job.
Yeah, and while you're doing that, give us a 5-star review. And like Carlos says, if any less, don't even fucking bother.
Nope, bother.
But yeah, thank you so much for joining us.
Horror Daddies everywhere.
Do you want to shout out anything?
I do stream on Twitch occasionally, and I try, like, I'm a gamer.
She's not your average girl, guys.
I used to stream a lot. I'm trying to get back into it, but I do stream at twitch.tv/joysidetv.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also joysidetv like everywhere, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, if you want to follow me and talk to me, I guess, if you want. I don't know if you want to talk about horror movies because I don't really have much to say.
She's like, that's creepy.
I'm not a horror fan. But
she does video games, so if you guys really enjoy it.
I make like video game clips, and you know, I used to be a big content creator back then, but you know, life gets in the way.
Yeah, it does.
But I'm getting back into it. So yeah, if you like to watch me play games and stuff, I'm on Twitch. And you know, if you're from the Horror Daddies, say, hey, I heard you on the Horror Daddies podcast. They'll be like, oh, hey. So yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that'd be nice. So go share some love, guys. So thank you so much
for you
know, being here. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Of course,
it.
I had a lot
of
fun.
I was going to do an episode by myself. And I was like, hey, guys.
I was like, let me try it. I watch you guys, I listen to you guys like every week, and I was like, let me take a crack at it, and hopefully I did okay.
I think you did fantastic. Carlos will be proud.
Thank you.
I don't know how long this episode has been going. Almost 2 hours.
Holy shit!
But
oh, my bad.
No, that's okay. We had a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching and listening.
And remember,
stay spooky, stay sexy, and don't go inside that house.
Mm-mm.
You're doing the Carlos line.
What's the Carlos line again?
See you in your dreams.
Oh, see you in your dreams. Mwah. I forgot.